Federal regulators have reached a deal they say paves the way for cleaning up one of the worst PCB contamination cases in the country. It's at the site of a former Monsanto plant in Anniston, Alabama. Today, the government filed the proposed settlement in Birmingham federal court. It outlines plans for Monsanto's chemical spinoff, Solutia Inc., and the Pharmacia Corporation to study the health risks in the area and restore contaminated property. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on this first step towards a long-term cleanup plan.
Monsanto manufactured the industrial coolant polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, in Anniston for nearly 40 years. Even though the company stopped production there in 1971, PCBs persist in the environment. High levels of the suspected cancer-causing chemical have been found in area waterways, in front yards of nearby homes, and at local businesses. After more than a year of negotiations, the Environmental Protection Agency and Monsanto's successors have agreed on a more than $9 million plan to remedy the lasting impact.
This consent agreement is an acknowledgement by the company that they are responsible for this contamination and will need to pay to clean it up.
Stan Myberg is Deputy Regional Administrator for EPA's Region 4 in Atlanta. He says the deal continues emergency cleanup of the worst sites in the Anniston area and requires the companies to study the environmental impact and health risks from the contamination. It's the first step toward a permanent cleanup plan.
The point of the study is to lay out how extensive the contamination is and what are the best methods for cleaning it up. And once that is completed, then the actual cleanup itself will start.
Eventually, the cleanup is likely to cost many millions of dollars. But in the meantime, firms have agreed to reimburse EPA $6 million for past cleanup work in Anniston. The agreement also provides funding for technical assistance to local community groups and sets up a $3.2 million foundation to help with the special education needs of Anniston children. Some residents claim PCB exposure has led to developmental problems in youth. Officials with Solutia say they're committed to doing what's right in Anniston. Spokesperson Beth Russert.
Ultimately, our goal is to clean up the PCBs and address the issues that are in the Anniston community and the surrounding areas.
Russert says the company has already spent $46 million on tests and cleanup around the Anniston plant site. Solutia's deal with the federal government is separate from civil lawsuits the company faces over the PCB contamination. A jury has already found the company negligent in not warning the community about the dangers of PCB pollution. Jurors are now determining what to award in damages. Meanwhile, state officials are considering how to respond to the consent decree. A spokesman at the Alabama Department of Environmental Management called it frustrating that the EPA entered this deal with Solutia after the state has been working on a cleanup plan with the company for nearly 8 years now. The agreement won't be official until after a 30-day public comment period. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.